Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
The dark shadow of the BTK serial killer, Dennis Rader, may be even longer and darker than previously thought. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us. Although Rader is currently serving 10 consecutive life terms for the murder of 10 people between 1974 and 1991, there are still unsolved missing persons and murder cases possibly attributed to him. His daughter, Carrie Rawson, stated on the record that there are currently 5 undisclosed cases that investigators believe could be linked to her father, a man she describes as a pathological liar, narcissist, sexual, sadistic psychopath, and a predator and a dad. The first of these cases involves Cynthia Dawn Kinney, a 16-year-old cheerleader who went missing in 1976 from Oklahoma. The case, referred to as PJ Bad Wash Day in Rader's journals, is one of several that investigators are now re-examining based on a collection of writings and other materials seized after Rader's arrest in 2005. The Osage County Sheriff's Office, which has been conducting a thorough search of properties linked to Rader, recently found potential evidence, including possible restraints, a pantyhose ligature, and what could be considered trophies that might help identify another victim. Another case is the unsolved murder of 22-year-old Shauna Beth Garber in McDonald County, Missouri. In 1990, referred to as PJ Mossy Lake in Rader's journals, Garber's assault exhibited the BTK signature. However, she was raped. That's the difference. She was also restrained with different types of bindings and then strangled. Her remains found severely decomposed near an abandoned house in southwest Missouri. They were identified through genetic genealogy in 2021. In addition to these two cases, there are 3 more. Another missing woman from Hayes, Kansas in 1983, referred to as PJ Prairie. An unsolved murder in Kansas, referred to as Project Bell. And another unsolved violent crime in Oklahoma, known as Oklahoma Case Number 2, which was not a murder or a missing persons case. These investigations are part of a broader effort to solve cold cases that may be linked to Rader. After his arrest, authorities uncovered a trove of writings, including journals, notebooks, and an unpublished book manuscript, which Rader used to document his crimes and fantasies. These writings have provided a treasure trove of clues for investigators trying to solve cold cases. Rawson, who has been assisting the investigators, revealed in an interview that she had made a surprise visit to her father in prison to confront him about his potential involvement in the unsolved cases. Despite having no contact order against him due to his cyberstalking, she volunteered to speak with him in person. She described her father's deteriorating health, but noted that he is mentally sharp and still enjoys playing mind games. The BTK killer's reign of terror lasted for decades, during which he taunted the police and media with cryptic letters. His modus operandi involved stalking his victims, breaking into their homes, and then binding, torturing, and killing them, hence the moniker BTK, bind, torture, kill. He would often take tokens from the crime scene, such as jewelry, identification cards, and lingerie. Despite his current incarceration, the possibility that Rader may be linked to more unsolved cases underscores the importance of continued investigation and the use of modern forensics to bring closure to the families of the victims. As Rawson stated, "Let's keep working together to solve these cases for these families. They deserve all that we can give them." That's the latest in the new investigation into Dennis Rader. otherwise known as the BTK Killer. We will keep you up to date right here. Press subscribe so you don't miss any breaking updates. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast. This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers Podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.